Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast. Oh my gosh.
The twins.
No, stop it.
They're
Hi,
not
guys.
Twins.
Welcome back to everyone except for Lauren.
Get out.
So, first off, I'd like to apologize for my hair. It's growing back and it's sticking straight up. And I literally took my water bottle, dumped some water on it, tried
hairspray.
It's not working. No, I know. There's hairspray from yesterday that dried and then.
What about gel?
Stop.
You're like,
so anyway, I don't know. Maybe I just need to cut all my hair off again. Vote in the comments. Okay. Welcome back. What number is this?
106.
I
told her right before we started.
This is episode 106, and we're gonna continue talking about our toxic traits because we're obsessed with ourselves and can't seem to shut up about our own lives.
Oh, so annoying.
Click out now while you have the chance. Just kidding. So, enjoy the episode.
Lisa Michelle.
Hated it. Okay, so anyway, thank you. And
wow.
And enjoy. Enjoy.
Is that French?
Yes.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Enchanté. Enjoy.
Incredible.
Mademoiselle.
Enjoy.
Okay. So you guys, as we said, we're doing our toxic traits. We did them last time and it was so fun. We didn't get through our whole list at all. We got through half the list and we were like, we have to continue this because it was so fun. So we have to continue that. And next episode, by the way, is what not to do in a breakup.
Whoa.
From our own mistakes.
And it's going to be led by that one.
Lauren's leading it.
It's more of me asking poll questions.
Yeah. You're going to lead
this. I'm excited. So that'll be a good one. And that's going to be half on YouTube. And then if you want to watch the full episode, well, I don't know, half, you know, partial, I don't know, partially on YouTube. You want to see the full thing, you got to go to Patreon. It has all of the full episodes of every season. You got to go there. We got it all there. And we have other stuff as well. Patrons of the week. And we also read stuff, which I'm going to be doing a little bit later. We read like your guys' feedback on Patreon and discuss it, comment on it, which is fun. We're doing that a lot more this time than last season. So we're going to start with our highs and lows of the week.
I'm not going first, y'all. Can't babysit you all the time.
Okay, I'll go first. God. I don't really know because I didn't think. But I'll
what?
Just we'll freestyle. First? We'll freestyle.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because there was dead air.
Okay. No, I
felt a game of chicken brewing between everyone.
Okay, no.
I can go. I didn't think of it.
Okay, Amy, go.
Okay, my low is that I was attacked by a pack and play. And now I have
you
a giant blister.
Oh, no.
She got hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She got pinched.
I just didn't know of the, like, danger potential.
Yeah.
So that was a firm low.
Wait, and what's a pack and play for people who don't
it's
know?
It's like a portable crib.
There you go.
And then, let's see. What's a high? I feel like, generally, I've been feeling pretty funky fresh in a good way.
What?
And I got this cool shirt from Target. So that was a high.
Oh, my God.
Funky fresh is like fun.
Yeah,
it's either good or it's bad, but in a good way.
It doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, Mel uses it in like a bad way, like ooh funky fresh. But this is like
my
ooh funky
God.
Fresh.
Guys, it's not funky rotten.
Okay, anyway,
it could be. I
okay,
guess.
Don't say rotten, not funky.
I was
fresh.
Feeling rotten.
Okay, I can go. My high was something that I invited all of them to, and they all rejected me, but that's okay.
What?
What was it?
I invited my whole family over for, like, a family dinner.
Okay, Catherine, you cannot invite the day of.
No, I know. Yeah.
In their defense, it was last minute.
It was literally that
text.
Day.
It feels like it's not meant for me. It's like,
okay, I could almost do it, but I got
way too tired.
Nick and I were both Lauren was out of town. Amy was busy, right? Lisa was never said anything.
You got to book early if you want the
vlog. No, I know.
There.
I should have booked early.
That's what I have
to say. But the people that showed up were my mom and my brother and his wife. So it was me, them, and then my husband and the twins. And we just like ate pizza. We went on a walk around the block. And it was really fun. It was just like a nice,
cute.
Like wholesome time. My low, my sons took 40 minutes to take a nap yesterday, like to fall asleep, and I had to keep soothing them for 40 minutes. That was kind of overwhelming.
Oh, that's
and
a
I didn't have any time,
time
for myself, which I never really have anyway. So, yeah, that was low.
But yeah. Let's see. My high. Something's coming to my mind. What was this? A walk? Which walk was it? Oh, both walks. I went on two walks in the last week. It's this awesome, like, 4 mile route, and it goes up and down hills.
You walk four
that's
miles.
That's a long yes. walk.
Yeah, that is great.
Do you take legs the whole way?
Yeah.
Whoa.
How long?
That's an is that like hour an hour? And
a half? Oh, whoa. Okay.
It's really awesome. It's like, and we go up this one hill, which is like my dream street with all these gorgeous mansions, and it's really steep. And I'm like,
does she just chill in the thing the whole
she
time?
Just goes, she doesn't get mad? She puts her feet up on the little tray, and she's like, ha, lounging. Wow. It's really funny. Anyway, I have this beautiful route. And I changed it up a little bit, so I added like another trail part to it that I hadn't seen before, and there was all these new cool houses. So anyway, it's just this beautiful neighborhood, and I remember just there was 2 days. One of them was cloudy and warm. One of them was sunny and warm. They're both nice.
Oh,
and I was just taking in the scenery of spring, and I was like, ah. So two great walks combined were a nice high of the week. It's nice to get outside.
Yeah, but apparently it wasn't that great because then she told me to join her because it wasn't good enough without me.
I thought you would like it.
Wow.
And you know what? I was going to go at the end of the day. I was like, I should invite Laura. I said, I don't know if she'll be able to keep up. Maybe I'll, because tonight
but
I want to get exercise. No, tonight I was going to say, we should go. I'm like, she'll be too tired. It's the end of the week. I know that about you now.
What? And I feel like walks are good when you're tired.
Not for Lauren.
No. Not
I said, hey,
asleep.
You
want
to go on a hike?
But guess what? I slept a lot last night, so maybe I would.
Well, maybe you will if you want to.
Okay, maybe I will.
I'm going.
Okay.
It's going to be a little chilly, so bundle up.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. Anyway, to be continued. Anyway, that was my high. And then my low was Lily is going through a growth spurt. And has been doing this cool trick where she either wakes up like four times throughout the night or she sleeps well until like 5 a.m. But I didn't go to bed till midnight. So guess what? That's 5 hours. Not great.
Yeah.
Even though she went to bed at nine, right. What am I doing? And then she wakes up and she's like, like she's not happy. Like, woohoo, I'm up. She's like, I can't sleep. And she won't just like she'll stop and then she'll start. She just won't go back to bed. And she's just kind of laying there like. So I'm like, okay, I gotta help her. And then we just end up like hanging out because I'm like, hello, go back to sleep for like an hour and a half at 5 a.m. And then by the time I go back to bed, it's 7:30 and I'm like really trying to sleep. And then she wakes up at 9 and I didn't fall asleep till 8. So I got like one more measly hour of like weird morning sleep. So that was like 2 days ago and that was a low. But it was still a cute moment of like hanging out. But I was just like, please go back to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really
I've been tired.
Very relatable. Mm.
The growth spurts are real.
Yeah, I've seen it. People grow.
No, the symptoms of it, the disruption of the growth spurt.
No,
is not
a
joke.
Wow. I know. I was kidding. Jokes.
Take a
okay.
joke.
Sorry, it's not
scared.
A joke.
Scared.
My high was I went to go visit my boyfriend.
Whoa!
But my low was that then I had to come home.
Oh, back to the grind.
She was like, I have to come home and see these
back
losers.
To these bozos.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, you know what the real low was that I slept through my alarm and I was supposed to pick you up.
Oh.
But no, this
I heard
is
that
what
story.
Happened.
Oh my gosh.
I figured it out. I set my alarm correctly, but my clock was 12 hours off. So it thought that it was PM when it was
no.
Wait, is this
you
your
sleep
phone?
Through your alarm?
No, my alarm
it
clock.
It didn't go off.
You and your phone was off, right?
Yeah.
So I'm calling her straight to voice.
Wait,
straight
you know
to voice
there can be an emergency overnight.
Wait?
Someone
nope.
could die.
I do know that, and my
that's
brain
real.
Doesn't really care, apparently.
Amy. What, she's not 911?
No, I'm saying, what if someone needs to get a hold of
then
you or something?
Then they can call other people that live with me.
Yeah. You never know.
True.
You know what? If it's truly a tragedy, like if something just happened that was bad,
someone
you'll
will
do,
break in and
you'll
wake
deal
you up.
With it better after a good night's sleep, right?
No.
Like, okay, maybe
if
I will.
Bad really happened at like if, 4 a.m. that you can't do anything about it. It's just like someone
I,
died.
And if you live alone, like, then sure. But if you have other people that live with you,
yeah.
Like,
but
they
yeah,
can tell you.
I do realize sometimes when I turn my phone off, I'm like, that's a bit.
Extreme.
Yes, but it's like I sleep a
just
lot
do
better.
Not disturb.
Wait, but can't you put on do not disturb?
Cats, you can do a lot of things in life.
Oh, it was like, no, I just gonna throw my phone into the toilet.
Yeah, why
just
don't you do that?
Goodbye.
I just get a new phone every day.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So, okay, I'll
what
do
about
mine
the pregnant,
then let's move on.
The paginate one.
Yeah, I'm going to do another sleep. I feel like all I do is sleep-related ones. Maybe not.
Okay. Those are real
it's
lows.
Big. Well, one day I'll stop doing sleep-related ones, probably. I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
So that day might not come around.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
If I'll ever move
pregnant,
on from
newborn,
it.
Pregnant, newborn, toddler.
Let's see. So Barrett, he just... Okay, he has I think, 3 teeth coming right now, but they're coming in really slow and they're like really swollen. And I don't know why, they're just not coming through. So he's just swollen all the time. Mm. And he has like a dairy problem or something. And he just is going through a major developmental time right now because he's starting putting words together and doing all this like speech.
He says, MMME.
He does all the stuff he did not do before in the last like 2 weeks. So he's like really going through a lot. So every night he screams every single night in the middle of the night. Sometimes it's... Yeah.
For how long?
It's a lot. Oh. He doesn't just wake up like, he wakes up with like the most intense, think of like the most intense scream you can think of. Like like you were dying and
he
you
sounds like
up.
He's being chased by a gazelle.
Think of that.
He's like,
of that.
Oh, I've heard it.
So he does that a lot.
Do you think he has nightmares?
No, I don't think so.
He looks scared when he wakes up. He's like,
I think he's just like demanding.
Ma.
Like that's when he wakes up with other people because he's like, I think he feels just like, I don't know. He's going through stuff right now. I don't know.
He's going through a lot.
Whatever. Anyway. So anyway, my point is I really don't really... Okay, that's why I get in bed at like 7:45.
See, I wish
because,
I could be like you. Could have been
because
like 11.
If I'm going to be up for hours in the middle of the night, I need to give myself a chance to get 6 or 7 hours of sleep.
I tell myself that too.
I'm in bed for 12 hours. I'm in bed, not 12. I'm in bed for 11 hours. And I end up getting 6 or 7 hours, maybe a lot of nights.
Wow.
So that means I'm in bed awake...
For the other
so
6 or 7
do you
hours.
Like read and
no,
for
5 or 6 hours.
No, I just think, pray, listen. Sometimes I don't watch videos, but I'll listen to things. Because if you watch it, it keeps you up for 100 years.
Christian sleep meditations are so good.
I don't really like
I
sleep meditations.
I listen to those all throughout pregnancy.
Oh, repetitive.
It's literally just someone reading the Bible, Chris.
Repetitive, I don't know why I don't simple like games of like Tetris, where you don't have to think, you're just kind of moving the blocks. There's a low stakes one.
That puts me to sleep.
Tetris is high stakes.
No,
you have a time limit.
Not Tetris, because it's like a Tetris-like one, but it's a board, and you just put the pieces on.
So
you're like,
I can't do that. So yeah, it's just annoying, but I'm like, you know, Barrett's really intense, and that's what you get.
That's what I get.
Not every baby is like that, so I'm like, it's okay, it's fine, whatever. He's really intense and he's only gonna need me like this for a small amount of time. It's not gonna be that long.
Acceptance is very helpful.
Yes. Yeah. So then my high was that even though he was up for 100 years in the middle of the night, and I was up for 100 years, then he slept in, which he never ever does till 8, which he literally never does.
What time does he normally wake up?
He used to always wake up at 7. Now he keeps waking up at 6 or 6:30. But then he doesn't get up. We don't get up. I soothe him until 7, off and on, which is getting better. Whatever. Okay, I'm not gonna go into that. So anyway, I had a morning to myself, which I never get. That I realized.
How'd you get that?
If I had to choose, because he
slept
until
8.
If I had to choose, get up and be up for a couple hours at night, or either do that or get up earlier in the morning with Barrett, what would I choose? Get up at night. The morning, getting it to myself is like the best thing ever. It's so much. Yeah, I don't really care about getting up at night, I guess, sometimes. Oh, I just do it so often. I'm just like, I don't even care. I'm so ready for a newborn. I'm so ready because I don't care. I'm just like, well, I'm up again. Whatever. I'm up again. I'm up again. I'm up again. Like, it just doesn't really faze me at this point because I've been doing this for off and on for 20 months.
Wow. Whoa,
he's just so intense. I wish he would sleep better, but you never know.
You know what, anyway. Christina, I used to be really bad at sleeping, and now I sleep like a literal champion.
She sleeps great.
Hey, sleeping is a skill.
I'm incredible at sleeping, so
sleeping
maybe he'll
is a
be
skill
like.
You have to learn. Ugh.
I think he just has a lot of emotions.
Well, and with the teeth and everything.
Yeah, there's always things that happen with him, like health things or like things like that.
Sounds like he's a very sensitive
boy. And he just
boy.
Reacts really sensitively. Mm. So it's not that he just can't sleep, it's like there's always a reason, basically, that I can pinpoint. Anyway, so. That's my high was that I got the morning. So let's
good for
go
you.
On. So we're going to look at on Patreon. We asked you guys about ideas for the new episodes, aka this episode. So I'm going to read some of your guys' ideas and we're going to react live.
Ooh.
Live.
How to cope with the unfiltered. This is what you guys want us to talk about. How to cope with the pressures or challenges of being the older, middle, or younger sibling.
I don't really know. I'm all
it's
of
a little
them.
Broad.
The pressures
the topic?
That come with your birth order.
I feel no pressure.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
I don't. I'm like, I am my own person. And
okay.
What it happens,
feel a
happens.
Lot of pressure.
That is how my life goes. Good, I think I just detached at a young age. Like, I am my own. I am an I am rock. I am
Well, maybe we'll talk about that. We'll see. And then what about this? Behind the scenes.
Wait, are we answering the question? Or
no, no, no. We're saying what we think of the topic.
Behind?
Like, oh, this is from Hannah. I should have said that was Anon. From Hannah. Behind the scenes wedding planning with the married ones.
Oh.
Pregnancy and birth also. Okay, that's a lot. What you just
those
said.
Are all ooh, great.
I would love those. Yeah. Yeah.
Love to hear it.
Yeah. A full Myers-Briggs episode.
I don't
episode.
Think you want
to
do the birth episode.
Ooh, a full Myers-Briggs episode
and a full Enneagram episode.
Guys, I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Those
will
be fun.
To.
I don't have that much
I think
to say about it.
I would like
point,
to do that if we just more talk about our own
yeah,
type,
that's
probably.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't really want to go
you
into
could just
everyone.
Be like, oh, this is the type I identify as. This is why I think yeah. I identify as it. This is what I
but then I'm like,
relate to, don't relate to.
I was, yeah, if we say it from it's our
here
lens.
Here are my traits.
We're not saying
that
you have an expert.
You have
an expert.
It's like,
she doesn't want to be called
okay,
boss.
What about,
no.
I was also thinking,
I don't want to be like, I think I'm so cool. Let me tell you all about how interesting I am.
Okay.
You don't have to say it like that, though.
Okay, ladies.
I was thinking we should do a birth order episode because I think we have a lot of
yeah.
really
wait,
interesting
wait,
stuff.
Wait, like birth order psychology?
We can just
yes.
talk about
yes,
specifically maybe. The specific
no, birth
book.
Order. Like, what do you order when you give birth?
I ordered eggs bacon. We can talk specifically about the, we can
okay,
say what book
this
is
makes me think.
And our theory.
We need a psychology fun. Series, an episode on birth order, an episode on the Enneagram, and an episode on Myers-Briggs. Tell us if you want that because I want
to
do that.
I would also like to say our like random theories too. Of,
yeah,
like,
that's what I
people
said.
People
right.
do this.
We have
this.
Yes.
But we don't know, but
we
like,
have really interesting, good theories. Just saying.
A lot of theories.
Yeah.
I'll just theorize.
Lucy, All About Emotions Part 2.
Ooh, that's
I have to
fun.
Remember. Wait, we did a part 1.
I
got
to
a
go
lot
back
of
and
emotions.
Look, I don't remember that.
I either. Definitely have new information on
we
that.
We definitely
so.
Get very.
Ooh, I'd like to hear it. I really would.
Ambitious with our topics, all about emotion.
Yeah, it's yeah. a lot.
Well,
it's
we're lot. Just we're just saying it's a broad spectrum of like angles.
Oh,
we're
wait,
not saying
we
it's
do
everything
this?
Ever.
Sarah said, who does what in the band? How you divide the work. Didn't we do
I
that?
I thought we, yeah.
Maybe a long time
I think we
ago,
know,
but
yeah,
we could do
ago.
We
could
do it. We should definitely
it
do
it. It changes, yeah,
fun.
For sure.
Okay, we could do that. We were also going to do like a day in the work life as well on YouTube, but
yeah.
I think we can do both.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea, Sarah. And then I'll no. read one more. Oh, someone else wants a Myers-Briggs episode. Okay.
Yes.
The only reason why I wouldn't want to do that, which I do want to do that, is because people are just so weird and touchy about things.
No, everything. Yeah. If you just talk about your type, and
they're still going to be touchy.
Well, yeah, I don't care.
Get over
it.
You
about that.
Says, guys, you guys need to get over it.
Did you know there's a like car commercial? I don't remember which car it was. Some truck that was roasting personality types. They're like. Oh, it's Jeep. They're like,
oh my gosh.
They're like, it's like more than any personality quiz or something else or whatever. You'll learn who you are when you do things and like when you go through life. And it was like roast.
Those are
like,
not even opposite.
But no, they're saying like you might say I'm a strong person because of this or that,
but
or I'm.
Oh, yeah.
But then you
then
go.
You
no, then you go
get
through
get
hard
in
things in life and you really learn who you are. I was like, whoa.
Those are not.
I don't know like, if Jeep. My Jeep has taught me who I am.
I don't
okay,
know.
I do love like, it.
Amy would know.
I do love my Jeep, but it has not taught me who I am.
Commercial.
It's like, what are they saying?
Wow. It's got a
like, Jeeps are not for wimpy little personality lovers. They're for people
Amy,
who've
that's
been
you.
Through
they,
oh my
tough things.
Gosh. That's not for me. I can't have it. I might.
Okay.
Let me
read
you one
more.
My car now.
Marcus no. said, music, all about it. Tips and tricks.
Ooh,
composing.
Cute.
The composing process. Who taught you composition?
Wow. That sounds fun.
I don't even know how
singing,
to talk about music.
Producing.
I don't. I'm like, what
you
do I
do
say?
From your
so
own pop.
In my blood.
Like,
even
oh, so music. So the song.
We need
you have to go through specific
questions.
Aspects. Guys,
there's
we can do
some
a
good
whole
production. You could talk about production.
I guess.
What do you start with?
No, I can think of a lot of things we can talk about.
We
okay,
could do
let's
a whole
on.
Episode on like how to write a song. Just
let's
that.
Move.
That's true. We actually
on.
Have a lot
hey,
of tips.
It's time to get toxic.
Yes, ladies. Too late.
Wait, not
for
there
you.
Yet. We have to do a five perspectives.
Oh my gosh.
Let's hurry up.
Okay, you ready?
It's time to get perspective.
I'm ready.
Be quick with your perspective.
Five perspectives.
Yeah, what's the quest?
It's like more of a mini topic. We don't talk about it as long as the main topic. So,
we don't
the question
talk
is, what is your
Catherine.
Love language?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
don't
I
ask
came up
me
with
that.
This one. Yeah, shout out to
this
me.
This is such a bad
speaking
one for me, but continue.
Me too. Okay, so. Here's the thing. I know how I, like, give love, I guess, to people, but I don't know how I like it to
I think we're talking receiving, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Just tell just us guess. But don't you have any preference of, like, would you prefer if someone did an act of service for you? Would you prefer quality time?
I think
okay, it's not physical touch.
Our love language is not giving her physical touch.
It depends. It depends on the person.
Okay, think about
thing.
This. Would you feel more loved if someone gave you a hug or if they cleaned your room for you?
They cleaned my room.
Then or they gave you a gift. If they
you should do the quiz.
Wrote you a really nice letter or like sent you a really nice text or cleaned your room.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, this is my problem.
So those are both.
The gift, the gift. Act of service. The nice words or the what am I missing?
Quality time
or physical touch. It all sounds equal to me at this point. Anything I'm like, that'd be nice. So I really don't know. I can't
I definitely have strong preferences.
I feel like actually quality time and acts of service is probably me. I think those are my things.
I can see that.
They all feel like a big one to me.
Mine are words of affirmation and physical touch.
Oh, cute.
Oh, man.
That's what mine are.
Oh my gosh,
she stole them.
But it's weird because like you're saying, like it but if someone never does, like I realize it really means a lot when Max does acts of service or like obviously quality time, like that's really important.
Quality
but I think you think
speaking.
About it and like in my relationship, like those are the two things that I feel the most loved.
Yeah.
With like a hug or like a word like words of encouragement or a letter
like
or
a nice
text.
Card.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I keep every card. Words of affirmation is my number one. Physical touch is my second.
I can't, okay, here's the problem. I've really tried to figure this out really hard, and I can't figure it out.
You're like Winnie the Pooh.
No, I tried really hard. And the only thing I know is that it's not that I don't like acts of service. I do like them, but that's not my number one. That's the only one thing I know. The other four, I'm like, how would I pick between these two? Like, which one would make me feel more loved?
Time?
I don't know.
Well, because I think it also depends on the person. Like, if you're with someone who does one of them a lot more, you'd probably value something else probably more, actually, because you get this one from them all the time. So you're like, oh, but what I really want is words of affirmation. That would mean so much.
Okay,
like,
and also, I know that I love words of affirmation, but also, I don't know.
I feel like it's hard.
I feel
a lot of them equally. I don't think people like I have one love language, candy pecans.
Yeah,
I'm not like Nick. You got me flowers and you didn't say anything nice today. I don't feel loved. I don't feel like that at all. I'm like, oh yeah, that I feel loved. And I'm not like, oh, we spent quality time today, but you weren't being very affectionate physically. No,
yeah.
I'm not like that. Didn't that
see?
Me
but
feel
like
unloved.
For me, like if someone just gave me a gift, but then they never didn't like spend time with me, I'd be like, not that loved.
If they never didn't spend time with you, I would feel loved for like a little
bit
after
they were
that,
busy?
Just because they gave me something. I'm like,
no, but if they were just
so
like consistently just like not spending quality time, like I value that one more.
Well, and that's one where I'm like, maybe that one's a little less because I'm like, oh, I can go days.
Oh,
it's fine.
Yeah,
I don't think people have preferences
to see what you are or whatever because they're all just things that generally feel good to receive. So
I'm trying to think of what yours are.
Maybe it just doesn't apply to me very much.
Words
are
a big one because it's like either way, in all those ways, you're gonna feel loved. So it's like, well.
Yeah. And I think it's what you find yourself tending towards. Like, guys.
It's like, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Ice cream is good either way.
Forget to give gifts. They just don't think of that. That's not a thing of love for them. Whereas they always will give compliments or words. Like, that's just like what they tend towards. Like, one of my friends is really, really encouraging, but never really gives me gifts. And I don't really care because I feel like.
Cam, just at me next time.
She gives you the gift of encouragement.
She gives me the gift, which to me, words are way more important. Gifts are just kind of like, I like giving gifts because I'm like, oh, it's like fun. But I'm just like, I don't really care if someone gives me a gift.
Horrifying story from my childhood. Maybe I should save this for my segment.
Oh, maybe.
No, but this is really quick.
Oh, okay.
I went to see one of the plays that I wasn't in. It was like the older kids. And it was a girl in the play. We all know who this is, but I can't think of her last name. She had an older brother. I wasn't even friends with her, but for some reason I really wanted to be friends with her. Or in that moment, random moment. So I was like, oh, I'm going to see the play. I'm going to give her a present. And I think I was like 12.
Aww.
And I just remember going under my bed and I remember this like little like doggy bag or something. I put like a clay pot and like weird junk I found under my bed. I was like, I'm going to give this to her. And I gave it to her. I remember her being like, oh, thank you. But she was just like, what did you give me and why? And I was just like,
Lisa's like, I never gave a gift.
And I didn't really talk to her after our hangout. I just randomly was like, I want to give her a present.
Wow.
That is very strange.
Oh my gosh. What?
That is very interesting.
Oh, it's like this thing that's moving.
Okay, let's.
Wow.
I don't know. So that's my story. Wow, that's wildly so
really that was a lot to just
it's
picture.
A weird feeling of I really want to give you a gift. It doesn't matter what it is, it has nothing to do with you. But
why
I
didn't
want
you just give her
you
flowers?
This clay pot.
I was
she
12.
Couldn't buy them.
Why would I buy flowers?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Oh my gosh. Should we go to our toxic traits?
Yes. Jump in.
Okay, so let's.
That's daughter.
Heard a baby.
Oh, that's Lily.
Let's go to the continuation of our toxic traits.
I can't
Ooh,
wait.
Where did we leave off last time?
I didn't do it in order. I ended up switching it around a little bit.
Oh, well, do you know?
I have.
Oh,
I remember. I kept track, but I switched it. Okay, so what? We're each going to go around and say, what is your toxic trait with driving?
Driving? Oh my gosh, that's the one I didn't write down.
I have so many.
At this point,
give us one.
Number
at this point,
one. Oh, sorry,
start.
You can go.
Oh, I thought you
didn't. I didn't write anything down, but at this point, I'll just say
I know what it is.
A little bit of speeding.
Tailgating.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh.
It's tailgating.
Well, your toxic trait's being a know it all.
Anyway.
I always notice when people tailgate because I got an
speeding.
Accident.
So. Mm.
Okay. Mm.
Mine is getting angry at everyone for driving.
And oh my gosh, literally. Road rage is your toxic trait.
But B is putting on my turning signal like what I think about turning.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Instead of when it's appropriate.
Oh. Wait. She's like, oh, I've turned right. Turning signal, but it's like, you're not turning right yet.
Oh, wait. Early, not
yes.
like the
when
second
I
you're
think
turning.
About
okay, it's supposed
early,
to be like 100 feet before or
instead of
isn't
like,
it?
Oh. Wait,
is it like 5 minutes early?
This person behind is like, is this person okay?
Yeah.
Hey, it's with their turning signal.
Okay. That's my toxic trait.
Okay, wow.
I think my toxic trait is that I like to drive like I'm in like a race car video game. Like not like I
that
drive that fast, but like I like to take the turns kind of like, and I like you know the
you
challenge
keep
of like
your tires
traffic.
Rotated,
like
if that's the case.
Ooh, gotta, I'm not like dangerous, I hope, but I'm like I just like the feeling
I
of
I don't
like
feel unsafe when you drive.
Ooh,
I did that. At
like
your
I
age.
Have my steering wheel in like sports mode, so it's like. I don't know.
This is really surprising.
She's so chill, but not.
I'm very ashamed and embarrassed to admit mine because
oh
I feel true guilt about it like every time I do it, which I don't do it every
what?
Day.
What?
It's very distracted driving.
Oh.
And I did traffic school and they said, don't eat while you're driving. I always eat while I'm driving. I always change the song on my phone. I talk to text. I don't actually text. That is where I draw the line. But I will like vocally text.
Yeah, Kath, you gotta.
And I also voice record poems while I'm driving.
Like, this is not good.
I cry while I drive, which is
not
probably
never.
Not safe.
You pull over.
I know. I feel really bad. I'm very unsafe. When
pull
I have the twins in the car, I don't do any of this.
You
need
a self-driving car.
Kath, always drive like your twins are in the car. Because
I know,
you know what?
I know.
You gotta come back to them.
It's really bad.
I know. That's what I always think about now.
It's true.
Very
not
distracted.
Twins,
I know. I do need to come back
she
to
she's like, I gotta come back for Kath.
I think about
children. My older brother once said that I had 12 guardian angels, and that's very true.
I think you have more than
because
that.
Because I am very protected when I shouldn't be.
Ah. Yeah.
Okay, so I already
it's
said.
Good. You can
wait,
work
did
on
I say it.
It
in the last episode? I already said at some point that I've done enough driving school enough times. I've gotten enough tickets.
You did say this.
I've done enough of that. So at this point, my toxic trait is just that I'm under the speed limit to the point where people become enraged.
Yes.
Fairly often.
Wait, let's, okay, speed limit's 55, what do you go?
50.
60.
Whoa!
No,
65.
Okay, the speed limit is 70, what do you, on the freeway, what do you go?
Oh, then I'll go 70.
Okay.
Right
so
under
it's really 80. More
you'll
like side
70?
Road.
Yes.
What about in a neighborhood, it's 25?
25.
Oh, you go, okay.
Okay, 25. In a neighborhood, yes.
Wait, you just said you go the speed limit in two different areas, though. So it's only in, like, the side roads
but
that are medium?
But people get mad when you go the speed limit.
No, yeah.
Because
why
don't you go
25? Really, you're trying to go, like, 5 over.
Yes.
Yeah, I usually go 5 to 10
or
over.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Anyway,
so
look,
it's not
drive safe.
Exactly.
Drive safe.
Let's
safe.
Go to the next one. Guys, don't copy any of these traits. This
please
is bad.
Please drive
what
safely.
Is don't your toxic trait with shopping?
Oh, here, I'll
oh,
go.
I had one. Oh, wait.
Okay, mine is, I used to be so good at this. I would shop like twice a year.
Oh, my.
I did not shop. And I would spend maybe like $400, like twice a year. I was a very thrifty old miser. Now I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm buying all this stuff, but I'm going to go on a spending freeze next month. And then the next month comes, I'm like, okay, next month I'm going on a spending freeze. And I just kept doing it. Finally, I am currently on a bit of a spending freeze. I'm not like 100%, but I finally
for how
did
long?
It. just for a while until I feel good again, like several months. I'm not
doing months.
Yes, I'm not doing these like bigger purchases, especially because I had some like emergency room bills and stuff come up. So I'm like, all right, oh, it's time to slow down. And I've seen things replenish, so it's good. But I mean, really, it was the postpartum hormones. I didn't do this before. Huh. People are like, oh, I sit there nursing at night and I do online shopping. I wish someone never said that to me because it didn't occur to me until I read that. I was like, oh, that's what I should do. Wrong. You don't need a Lisa Frank cordless blender, but I own one and it's awesome. It's so awesome.
I think you did need it then.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But like things like that, it's like, Lisa, you don't need this. Why are you getting it?
My toxic trait, I just looked it up, is buying things without trying them on and then having to return them.
I don't think that's toxic because you get your money back.
Well, mine is not returning.
No, like not turning, like not going, like trying them on in the store. I just don't want to do that.
But a lot of that's not your fault. A lot of the fitting rooms were closed during the pandemic. Like, for
yeah,
like,
I made a habit of trying stuff on.
Yeah, I like the vibe when you go.
I just don't ever want to try anything on. So I get home, I try it all on. And then I take it back.
That's exactly what I do.
That's so much
fun. I think it's a great system.
It's not that bad. I think it's a great system.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay, or your tox trait is that you are don't want to spend one cent.
Yes. But or I hyperfixate.
She shops a lot.
I do now. I started shopping a lot.
She's like, I need a new pair of jeans. She'll buy like 10 pairs of jeans until she finds the jeans. Like,
yeah, wow. I literally did that.
Okay. Hey, good for you. I'm proud of you for spending money. Because you didn't use this ever spend money.
No.
My toxic trait is I will never return anything. Even if it was expensive and it doesn't fit, I just won't return it. I don't know why. It's like my worst fear.
Lauren, you got it.
I did start, though, doing Amazon returns because they let you just bring it to UPS and they'll just package it up for you.
That's the only thing I won't return because I don't know how to do it.
That's so easy.
You go to UPS.
Yeah, you go to the
store. You don't even have to package it.
Yeah, you just bring the item.
You can also go to Kohl's, too.
They just like, whatever the heck.
You just go on your Amazon account, click return, and they give you a barcode.
You can return things at Kohl's also.
I'm going to do that now.
You can return things at Kohl's also.
And I still refuse.
But that's all I'll do.
Okay, wait, did you go, Christina?
No.
Oh, you go.
You can go.
Okay, mine is that, this is not like all the time, but this is like more frequently, like mom brain, lack of sleep, I don't know. I'm a sloppy shopper. So I will like accidentally order the same item duplicates online.
What?
And then I have to return something and it fits. I did this last.
I've never done that.
Because a lot of times I'll be up at like 11 and I'm like, oh, I need this thing. I'll just order it really quick. A lot of like Old Navy stuff. I love Old Navy.
Same. And Old Navy's great.
It is. It really is. And then I'll get like four dresses when I meant to get two.
Oh my god!
I've done this more times than I care to admit.
Catherine.
Oh my god. And then I have to return it. So I have to return. I'm at the post office all the time returning stuff because I'm like, wow, I didn't mean to order this. Rip.
So mine is that when I go through like a phase where I'm like not buying much, but then as soon as I start buying stuff again, then I get excited and then I'm like, oh, I should buy this and this and this and this. And this, and this, and this.
So you have like a binge.
Yeah, I just keep getting excited. I'm like, ooh, let me get that too. Oh yeah, and that.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, ooh, let me order some more stuff. Because I got excited that I ordered stuff already.
I get that.
The high.
It's kind of toxic. Because it's like, it's like a faucet. You loosen the handle and then it just starts getting
and
looser
feels
and looser.
Good, yeah. Guys.
Keep it tight.
Come on. And then that package on your front door. Oh, how excited are you?
Can't stop.
You're like, yes.
You know what I say every time? Yeah. What did I buy?
I don't remember. I don't know what's coming.
And
I
have like, a lot of things incoming right now.
And then within a day or two, you lose your excitement about the thing you bought. It's so lame.
That's the feeling you have to remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I need feeling that matters.
I don't lose it. I'm like, cool. I want to
buy
this.
You buy good things.
If you feel like I don't care about this 2 days after you bought it, that's a feeling you remember, and then don't buy it next time.
Oh yeah, I don't do that. Yep. Really. Okay, let's go to this one. What's your toxic trait with dating?
Okay, I have two. Number one, I never want to speak to them. number two, all I want to do is watch TV. Like, the amount of times guys have been like, so, like, maybe we could, like, go do something. We could, like, go out or something. Like, we don't have to just, like, watch a show every time we hang out. Like, okay, you want to go do something?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's really funny.
I don't want to diagnose anyone, so I won't. But in the past, definitely, I don't drink, but the people that I dated did.
Oh.
A lot. So we will say that I went for people with issues, clear, present issues with substances of all kinds. Why? Why? Mm. Why? If you live a certain lifestyle, why not go for someone with the same life? Okay, well, in my case, it's a little... I'm a rare gem.
He's hard to find. This is, as our mom calls, a teetotaler.
Yes, but why not like find someone with a similar lifestyle?
A teetotaler?
A close dupe, you know? I don't know. For some reason, I went for the extreme opposite for a long while, and then finally met my rare gem of a husband who does indeed share my teetotaling lifestyle.
Oh, I love that.
But it was a hard path so to find to him.
Honestly,
I just really was looking in all the wrong places, literally.
Yeah.
That was my...
The boss. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Why?
I'm kidding.
No, that literally is true. Why?
Oh, anyway,
did you go for
that?
No.
Do you want me to go?
I'm thinking.
Okay, I'll go. My dating, you know, I'm married now, so somehow I happened to overcome this because I happened to actually get married, which is actually a shock to me.
What?
Because my dating toxic trait is that my idea of flirting.
Oh no!
Lisa put it aptly when I was like 24, which is like a year before. She honestly, Lisa, I give you credit because saying this really made me think.
Thank
Lisa's
you.
Lisa's like, you don't flirt with anyone. You hand them a briefcase.
No, I said you fax them. She does the equivalent of like faxing.
Lisa's like,
people.
You're like a business person with a briefcase or something, and like you shake their hand and fax them.
Someone could be like, "Hey, hottie," and she's like, thank you for your comment. I appreciate your input.
Clearly my idea of flirting was like vaguely smiling in their direction. Even at like a potted plant that was next to them. Like the idea of flirting, I was like, just because I was so afraid of rejection that I was like, what if they misinterpreted, you know, as flirting?
Yeah.
They definitely misinterpreted it the opposite way.
No,
you would like go so far to like make plans, hang out with people. And it seemed like you were like asking them for a donation to your nonprofit.
No, guys, I have a clear, do you remember a certain boy named Connor on our swim team? And I was like, we were young.
What?
The two brothers.
Yes.
I'm not going to say the other name. I had such a crush on him when I was like 12, which is so lame. His mom literally did his hair for him. But anyway. Which is like, I mean, I guess they were like 12. But anyway. So,
Bully.
I remember I finally had the courage to go up to him, and I like had an excuse of like, oh, we had a mutual friend. Like that, I was like, oh, she told me to tell you that she said hi. And then I literally was like, bye. And I ran away. And he was like, I remember him going, okay. Like, he was like gonna say something, but I didn't give him a chance because I was like,
Kathy.
Too scary.
I had to be taught how to flirt too. Lauren taught me.
Yes, Amy and I are the same.
I literally remember having a mental break because of it. I was like, I
also saw flirting as very fake. Like, no offense to
it's
flirting.
Not fake.
It's not fake.
It's not fake.
You have to convey that you're interested in order to date
this
someone, Kevin.
This is my mindset. I said, you don't even know if you like this person. You don't know them.
You're not saying
so
I'm
you're
in
like,
love with
hey.
You.
It's like, you're acting like you like this person, but what if you don't? Like, that was
you
my
do.
Mindset.
You're attracted to them.
But what if
you
you're
are?
Not?
You are.
What if they suck?
You are in the moment. Attracted to
I don't think you understand
what are you talking
about? Flirting is when you're attracted to someone and you express
I know,
that.
And I just saw that as shallow.
Okay.
I was like, I need to know if they're a good person.
No, but
first.
What if you're attracted because if you saw something they did that was like that what's the word?
Honorable.
That
it was honorable.
Suggested they had strong character.
But what are you gonna do? Oh, he hopes an old lady across the street. What does that happen?
Oh my god.
Anyway,
moving
on.
Observe this thing.
Okay, look, guys.
Amy needs her turn, right?
Okay,
you can go.
Yes.
I can go either. Go, go.
Here is mine. Number one. Men that have no feelings.
That's your toxic
trait?
Guys,
yeah, we can't blame our
going after men that have no feelings.
Being
because
attracted
I don't want
to
have feelings.
Oh.
And number numero dos, grid bungee jumpers.
What?
Where they just jump on and off the grid like it's an extreme sport. And number three, this one I just thought of. I never want a man to know that I care. Never.
Oh,
catch me dead first.
Oh my gosh.
And that was the most toxic of the traits because I'd be like, I care so much, I do not care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was difficult.
Yeah, as Lauren said quietly, you guys didn't hear, I was trying to think of which one of mine to go with because there are definitely... There have been a lot. So
no. My story later for my segment will show one of yours.
Oh, no!
Stay tuned. There are many, many, many. Let's see.
Oh,
I think one was pursuing... Would you say pursuing your older brother's friends?
Yes, that's a toxic trait.
That's pretty,
well, when they're toxic, then
I don't
yes.
I think that's inherently toxic.
Well, but when you know, it's his a friends, breach of trust. Yes. Because then, if your brother pursues your friends...
Get out.
It is a breach of trust, okay? Yeah. And then, let's see. Being relentlessly attracted to... can't even put them into like good categories. I would just say like men, boys, guys, whatever, guys who were
life forms
who were
like men, boys, guys,
terrified of commitment but exciting at the same time.
Okay, I feel that.
Guys, I'm seeing some blame shifting. Like, my toxic trait is other people.
No, I was attracted to that. Trait. Wait, okay, listen. I was
actually, that was my first thought, and then I was like, oh, wait, I can't say my toxic trait is the guys that I like because
I was attracted
that's their toxic
to that
trait.
Because I was scared of commitment.
Okay.
I was attracted to guys who were scared of commitment because
yeah,
I was scared.
That's how I rolled mine, too, you know.
Get it?
Okay. Well, I hope mine was clear, but I was going after... people with things that made no sense to me.
Yeah, I get it.
More drinks of coffee.
That was toxic because then, and then finding guys who were more stable to be boring, not just because they were boring, because they weren't doing crazy things.
Ooh, yeah. I feel that one.
It's hard to remember all these.
It's okay.
We don't need to do every toxic trait.
Yeah, okay. There's so many things. But you know what? I am the oldest sister. I didn't have any older sister telling me a darn thing. My mom didn't really tell me much at all, except for don't date till you're like 25.
Okay? Literally.
So she didn't even support me.
No, she said if he throws a hanger now, he's going to be physically abusive later.
She did say if he lays one finger on you, you don't ever talk to him again, which I did listen to.
Yes.
But... yeah, I am the oldest sister. No one told me a darn thing, including my mom, so...
yikes.
What are you going to do?
Never had a chance.
Our mom said, don't date till you're 25. So we were like,
that's
well,
all we knew was
17,
don't date
I'm
going
to start
old.
Dating. Sorry. Like, it's like, well, you can't go to your mom. She told you not to date.
Yeah, our mom was not like the moms where they're like, you have a boyfriend? And then like,
she was
so
like,
when are you having your first kid? I can't wait to be a grandma. She was the
honestly, I'm very
of
glad.
That.
I would have literally been so annoyed. I'm
it was
sorry.
Nice to not be pressured, but it would have been
yeah,
nice.
That, I appreciate
it. It would have been nice to have one clue.
Because no offense, I already have one of those in my brain and I don't need one in real life.
Oh. Okay, let's keep going. Yeah. So next one is toxic. Wait. We did with cooking, but we also had food on the list. Is that separate?
Those are different. Okay.
Let's see what else. What would you say?
Do you have one that's more? I had a different one, but if you guys didn't have different ones.
I don't know. What's another, just one that's different from
okay,
that?
Okay, we only have two more.
Okay.
Well, let's hear it.
Your talk trait with holidays.
Oh, I have mine.
Oh, I know mine. I leave my Christmas tree up until April. It's still up right now.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh. Are you going to take it down in April?
Probably.
That's
yeah.
your plan?
Wow.
I think so.
It's
Lauren,
still
it's Christmas
up.
All
it's
year
still
long.
It's undecorated.
I took the ornaments off.
You might as well
but
put
the
Easter
ornaments on now. They do exist.
No.
We could.
I will take it down before
holiday tree.
Easter.
Here's the thing is just we, I don't know. It's just hard.
My toxic
sorry.
Trait, not yours.
Mine is doing, just being so exhausted during the holidays that I can't be festive because I'm just so busy and so tired.
Overbooking.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one.
And burned out.
Mine is that I buy cookie cutters for every holiday and I almost never make cookies for the holiday. I have Easter.
What?
I have Valentine's Day cookie cutters. I don't have Thanksgiving. I have two bins of Christmas cookie alone.
Oh my God. And I almost never
make cookies anymore.
Man,
so sad.
I should.
I really miss it.
Kat, that's
I should maybe I should make Easter cookies.
You should.
Yeah, I make a pretty good cookie.
Feel really good about myself during the holidays as I'm reflecting. I'm like, do I have a toxic trait?
Good for you.
Maybe wanting people to be more fun and they're not.
What?
I'm like, guys, let's play cards. Everyone's like, I'm like, let's do something. And
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, at least toxic Trey trying to do all this stuff. I'm like, I'm
it's
just trying to rest.
Everyone is burned out, and Lisa's not.
Yeah, like you need to rest a few days before, one day before. Take the day off, get your stuff done, or something. I don't know. Just get some rest.
I agree.
And have fun.
Okay.
I think. All right. I guess mine is like dreading certain things. Like not every holiday, dreading a bunch of things about the holidays, but then.
And
wanting
and
to quit
wish.
And not participate, but then I do it. And good then for I'm you. Happy. But then every time I keep dreading
you'll regret it. If I'm you like, don't oh, do something.
Tired. I can't do this.
I'm realizing there's a lot of mental blocks around the holidays.
And
I'm
if like, you just have them too. Overcome it, if you're like, hey, I don't need to do a million things, just one little thing.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Just put one little decoration in your kitchen or something. And then it's like, oh.
I feel like I'm getting Christmas down a little bit. But
anyway.
Okay, last one is toxic trait with beauty.
Oh, here's one. This is weirdly specific. I don't use heat protectant on my hair, and I don't feel like it's mattered before, especially when I had short hair. But now I have very low quality hot tools, and when I use like my blow drying brush, whatever, I'm like, my hair feels like straw. Like it doesn't last, but I hate it. I need something for that, but I do it every time. And my flat iron, I think it's getting old. Ooh, it feels horrible.
Mine is I sleep in makeup when I'm too tired. Just when I'm too tired, I'm just like, I can't do this.
Here's what you need to do. Put a bag of makeup wipes in your dresser or in your nightstand. Right on there.
That's a good idea.
That actually is a good idea.
Just roll over and grab it and just really quick wipe and then you're done.
Maybe.
Or in your kitchen, so before you go up and get comfy in bed, you'll take it off. Or in your car when you're driving home.
Yeah. You can't should not do that while you're driving.
I would know. When you get home.
When you park.
Okay, who else?
I can't do liquid eyeliner to save my life. I've tried so many times. And I can't do it.
Toxic.
And I really want to. I even one day was like, Lauren looked at me with such pity. She was like,
it's hard.
I so many times. And like at one point someone was like, guys, we really need to wear eyeliner in the videos or you don't look like you have eyes. And I was like, I probably said that. Eyeliner.
It doesn't have to have a wing.
Yeah.
I can't do any liquid eyeliner. It just looks bad.
You know, you could do a pencil.
Maybe we should practice. I do pencil.
Or
I literally had thought, like, maybe I should do a liquid eyeliner challenge and practice every
day. Get a very small... Listen,
I don't have time for
this. This is where you start. Get a very small pencil brush, dip it in some black eyeshadow, and just smudge it along your lash line. You will thank
you. I have done that.
Very flattering.
It does work.
No, but I'm saying liquid eyeliner. Because the problem with liquid eyeliner is it's so staining that once you put it on, trying to take it off takes forever. So it's like you have to have time to apply it and then remove it if you're just practicing because it's going to look bad.
I guess.
Do it right before you get in the shower.
Before you go to bed. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Kat's going to put her boys down for a nap. We're going to finish the episode without her. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Say good luck, Chuck. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so my toxic beauty trait is that I refuse to learn how to do makeup and that I refuse to do it for more than like 10 seconds. Literally.
I think your makeup usually looks good.
It does, but it's like I cannot do it slowly.
What? Oh.
I did like my entire face every day in like 10 minutes.
I think if it turns out good, then it doesn't matter.
But it's just like I don't blend anything. I don't go slow.
It could be better and you wish it was better?
I'm just saying I don't.
Although you are a painter, it probably could be
any
better.
Attention to detail at all.
And you want to.
And I don't know anything about makeup. Mm. And I do half of it with my fingers, so it's
that's
like,
not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Mine, okay, I actually have gotten way better at this, but it was really bad. Mine is that I have a lot of and have used a lot of expired makeup. A lot.
I didn't know makeup expired.
There's a thing on the back that says, dude, all my makeup is expired.
Yeah, mine probably is.
It's so old. Like, what even happens to it?
Years and years old. I'm just like,
okay, well, maybe not that.
I don't know about that.
But a few years, I'm like, two or three years. What? It's supposed to last for like 6 months, 3 years old.
Okay,
like,
eyeshadow is one thing, but
it's
like
powder.
But like foundation or concealer.
Oh, I run out of it before it gets that
face
old.
Face powder, I don't somehow.
I don't feel like you wear that much.
I guess.
A lot on.
I guess I don't because I don't run out of it and it's expired.
Yikes.
But also, no, when I have an old one sitting around, I throw it away. So yeah, I don't know.
I just threw away like 2 grocery bags of makeup why was I holding on to them for 7 years? I don't know.
I remember you used to do that with your bathroom products.
I was doing that. Yes.
You'd hoard them.
I'm so much better now. I don't really do it much anymore. I actually like throwing things away now.
That's good.
So yeah, I've really grown.
Wow.
I don't really do that anymore.
You look happy and healthy.
I like putting stuff. I like clearing stuff out and having like fresh, non-expired things.
It feels really good.
That's good.
It feels great. Like even lotions.
And then you're not looking at it like, what do I use? Everything there you use. It's great.
Yes, I'm over the hoarding. I'm over it.
Love it.
Good for you. That's
great. So yeah, I've really grown. I don't really have much extra makeup now.
Good.
Well, you changed as a person.
Threw away a bunch. So
you would think that if someone's doing that, they'll just do that forever.
I don't understand beauty gurus. And they're like, this is my drawer of pink lipsticks. Here's my drawer of red. And I'm like,
well, they have all these ones that are nice. So like, why would they want to throw them away?
No, but I'm like, you'll never use all of those. I know. The amount of makeup you have, 10 people couldn't use it without it expiring. Why do you have it? Just give
it
away.
Because they tested it out. They did a video. And then they're like, crap, I tested it out.
No, that's what I'm saying. If I were in that position and people were sending me hordes and hordes of makeup, I would give it away constantly. Like, hey, come over and take what you want. You know what I mean? Mm. Anyway.
But you have to use it.
No, you don't.
Because you do a video where you do like first impression.
Well, you use like a clean brush kind of thing.
Give it away.
Swipe it off. You could do the thing where you do a brush.
Yeah.
Instead of putting it on.
Yeah. Like for like a lip product.
If you
would do that.
Cut the top off or something.
Yeah, just wipe it off. Like, get it off.
Okay, you guys probably don't care. I'm just saying that's what I would do.
A facial spray doesn't even touch you. You could give that away.
Yeah, foundations, a lot. Most
foundation,
of stuff.
I put it on my hand and then apply it. No, nothing goes in the bottle. So, anyway.
I'd agree.
I don't know why we're talking about that.
Sorry, guys. Sorry about that. All right, let's get to
It's time.
Sister Spotlight.
Woo!
I'm getting hit with the tired.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The tired.
All right. Every week we do a spotlight on one sister. We have
Get Real with Christina.
Sassy or Sappy Thoughts with Kath, Lisa's Corner. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
A Hoot and a Holler. Whatever the heck. Amy's Current Crisis and Lauren's Take. This week our spotlight is on
A Hoot and a Holler.
Yeehaw.
If you guys saw the first season we ever did, you know what a hoot and a holler, right?
Go back and watch the first season.
And you know what it is?
Fire.
I think so.
It was
a long time
ago. Yeah, I think it was the first season.
Okay. It was a good season.
Today's story is...
I'm scared.
I don't know if it's... for another story.
Look, I don't know if it's actually the worst thing I've ever done, but it feels like the worst thing I've ever done. I don't think it is, but it feels like it, and it's your fault.
The worst thing you ever... Oh, wait, I know what you're going to say.
I know what you're going to say.
I bet you do. I bet you. It should be...
You should feel so bad.
All right, so... I'm so afraid.
I don't feel that bad.
Okay, so... First context.
I think I know what you're supposed to say.
Quiet. This is my segment.
Okay.
It's not that so, bad. As a teen... I had nothing. I think I was 15. Stop. I'm 15 or 16 years old. No, stop. I'm 15 or 16 years old at this point. I think 15. There's not much to do. I go on walks. I actually had an iPod shuffle. I can't even see what it's playing, so you got to make sure every song is a banger. So I'm on my walk, you know, and I would do these like two and a half hour walks.
Oh,
like, they must have been 6 or 7 miles because I remember I was just walking and walking and walking. So you're exploring this large development with neighborhoods on neighborhoods, and you start to get a certain pattern, and then you start to see where people live. Like, oh, wow, this person gets home every day at this time or whatever. Oh, my gosh, that's a cute guy that lives at that house. And I found several of them on my route. So obviously, I started frequenting those streets.
Oh,
and,
sure.
Okay, why did I even have this person's number, first of all? Because we didn't know each other. I feel like he was almost kind of friends with Michael, even though he's my age. I always thought that was so weird. I don't know why we were in contact. I must have been like a Facebook thing. It must have been a Facebook thing. Like, oh, hey, you know, my brother, even though you're my age, you weirdo. And then somehow we became in contact. And he lived in my neighborhood, our posh neighborhood. And it was, you know, several streets away, down the hill, over the brook and through the woods, whatever. So it became a part of my route, and I noticed that he would get home from school at a certain time or whatever, and I think, you know, we started chatting, and I was just like, this kid has no game, but like, I don't know, I really was like gathering attention wherever I could, like a bee with honey, you know, just whatever, I'll take what I can get, I'm 15, desperate, and I don't have that much of a heart yet, so... Christina, I don't know why I even asked you for advice, because I didn't even like this guy very much or care about him.
What?
But I'm just like,
know him.
I don't know why. I was just like, oh, I'm talking to our neighbor-ish, not next door, way far away. And she gives me the advice. And at first, you know, we're talking on Facebook, casual, whatever, and here's my number, whatever, because I think this was through texting.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you were 14, because I was 17.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because I was not 18.
Hold on.
I know when this was.
Okay, you can't charge her for
it. Because I know why. She was a minor. I was a minor. Because I know what my mindset was of why I gave her this. It was a weird, like, taking your power back mindset.
Hold on, I didn't tell the story yet. It's my story. So we were talking, and I was like, oh, we should go on a walk sometime. Because I go on walks all the time. Like, we started talking about this. So, Christina, heartless beast.
No.
She says, Lisa, you know what you should do? Tell him you want to meet up tomorrow at 3:00 and then don't show up. And when it's time, he'll probably reach out. Don't respond. Just ghost him. And I was like, what?
Ghosting didn't even exist at this point.
I think you said, like,
it was like a new.
You didn't say ghost, but basically that. You're like, I think she was like, he'll be obsessed with you or something.
I remember this time. I remember.
I don't know why. Teenagers are so crazy. Go right along with this. So I'm like, let's go on a walk. Not going. And then like 3:00 comes. I think I even went on a walk that day and just took a different street. So I'm like on a walk. I think so. Or I was at play prex or something. I wasn't there. And then I get the text like, you coming or whatever. Luckily, I don't think he liked me that much and cared about me that much. Like, it fizzled out completely.
Well, but I'm just like, this girl is gray.
As it actually, it sounded like, oh yeah, it makes sense, you know.
No, people don't realize that's crazy when they're teenagers. They're just
It didn't sound that weird until the time came and it was happening. And then I was like,
you're like, wait, why am I doing this?
This is so weird.
Because usually people don't do that, like, on purpose with the plan.
I think I thought it was going to feel good, and it didn't. I was just like,
yeah,
that's so sad. I don't like
that's
this.
Really sad.
And I kind of blocked it out, and I don't remember what happened after that, because I blocked it out. I was just like, ugh. I think I basically didn't talk to him ever again. It didn't go
you
into
just
this.
Didn't talk
it didn't
to
go into
anymore?
This cat and mouse game. It went to this. Like, because I was like, why did I do that? I can never talk to him again.
Because
I'm going to look like a psycho. We can't make plans. We can never make plans again, because then it'll be like, you're not going to come. Like, that's how I saw it. I was like, so I just, it didn't go anywhere.
You never spoke to him again.
Chopped it off dead. Yeah.
It you wasn't could much have of a, easily, not easily, but you could have definitely salvaged it if you wanted to.
Yeah, but no, not could. In my brain. Not in my brain. I was like,
she's not the same.
I didn't think it through. Think it through, and now that it's happening, I can never speak to this person again.
I get that, whoa. Though. I'm very much like that, where I cannot.
No. Yeah. See, this goes with my toxic trait. Okay, this explains.
Wait, no, this is what Mom said to you about you as a baby. Master of manipulation at 16 months old.
Okay. But listen,
she was doomed from the start.
Let me explain myself.
That poor boy was doomed from the start.
I didn't come up with this myself. Okay, this was done to me basically by these psycho guys. Wow. And then I realized if I did it to them back, it got them
to like you.
On
you
didn't. Me.
She didn't realize this was a boy with no game. I could have just.
I think at that point I was just like, all boys are psycho like this.
You're
but
thinking
he wasn't
play really. The player, but he wasn't.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
He was like a teddy bear. Like,
that was the problem.
Yeah, and I'm not a. I was just like,
that was the problem.
I was always at arm's length, so I didn't have to pretend. I'd just stay at an arm's length. It just wasn't my style.
I was thinking like, this is how you can keep your power and not lose it. Because I'm always scared, but that it wasn't even a thing. But I was always scared of
need
the,
to.
Scared of like a guy like taking advantage of my younger sister. Yeah. So I'm thinking,
not this guy.
This will make it so they have the power. That's not really how things work.
Look, we're fine. We're all great now. I'm sure he's fine. I'm gonna Google him after this.
Honestly,
I'm trying to remember what his last name is.
I wonder if he remembers this. Hey, babe,
and what
if you're watching,
thought.
Do you remember this?
I remember his first name.
I'm feeling like I would not remember that.
Right? He probably moved on.
I would
maybe.
Be like, oh, there okay, was no, this sorry. Girl we were talking.
He
and
definitely moved on 15 years later. Definitely.
I feel like I'd be like, this guy did that weird thing one time, but it wouldn't be that deep.
Like,
I don't think you think it's weird when you're a teen.
Yeah, you're just like, they didn't show up.
No, but I wonder if ever he thought about it years later with a more formed brain.
He's like, why did
and was
she
like,
never show up?
I thought about it for sure. So anyway, that's my story. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you guys.
To keep watching the podcast.
We love you.
Every other episode, the second half of it is only on Patreon. So if you want to see every full episode, you better join our Patreon.
Yes.
Join.
We stand.
Patreon. We need you to join it. America, your country needs you.
For sure.
I'm just kidding. All right. So Super Bowl 52, take us home.
I don't know what this is.
Who's
going to
do it? Oh. So, thanks for watching.
Okay. Thank you so much for watching. Wait, that's not what we say.
What do we do?
I don't know. It's just
like, bye. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
That's it.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.